Diane Houston. Crystal and I had wanted children, and we had decided that given that we weren't doing this at 20, our best bet was to adopt children and to give a home to children that would come into the world and that needed that love. So we were very happy the first time when we realized that we had a birth mother that we were working with who, in this process, a birth mother chooses you. You know, you don't get to choose a birth mother. They're looking at lots of people, and there's a whole book you put together that's about you, us, and our hopes and our dreams and our this and our that, okay? And what are our, you know, it's everything from pictures of the nursery to, you know, our aspirations for a child. So she chose us, and from that moment on, you feel like you're sort of like pregnant because this baby should be coming. Well, complications happened, and on the day that we got the call to come and get our baby girl, who we were going to name Kiri, we got to the hospital, and they said, no, you have to wait. We were there, we had the bassinet, we had everything, and they said, you have to wait. And we said, well, why? And we were like, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on? Well, the baby died. Okay. Almost took the birth mother out, too. Okay. And we were like, whoa, no. You know, we were like, but that's not Kiri. Who is this? This is not Kiri. Because we still felt like our Kiri was somewhere, but we had had a real connection with this baby. And we named her Angel, but the mom called her Crystal Diane. Okay, and so our first experience with being moms was having to deal with, oh my God, we have a little dead one, okay? And that was heartbreaking, but it also introduced us to, even though the baby wasn't breathing, there was so much love there, okay? So, everyone said, oh, well, you know, they're not going to try again. But sure enough, we said, our baby's out there, our baby's out there.